JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Welcome to the program. Today we highlight activities slated for Veterans Day 2013. And later, in our Glimpses of Jamaica feature, we look at the significance of the poppy.
In observance of World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a prayer vigil in concert, Mandela Park, Halfway Tree, November 19 at 5 p.m. Featuring Jermaine Edwards, Kevin Downswell, Karen Ennis, and many more. Admission is free. Come be part of the fellowship, a Youth Month event.
A message from the Child Development Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
Jamaica will once again honor its stalwarts who served the country in World War II. This as the nation celebrates Veterans Day, Sunday, November 10, with the annual Memorial Day ceremony at the War Memorial Epitaph National Heroes Park. In addition to the ceremony at the War Memorial area in National Heroes Park, complete with cannon blasts and moments of silence for the stalwarts, Veterans Day celebrations will be held island-wide in parish capitals.
And on that day, we will lay a wreath at National Memorial in Heroes Park, honoring the war veterans. We'll be attended by veterans who are able to attend, personalities, including His Excellency Governor General, Prime Minister, etc.
Chairman of the Island Council of the Jamaica Legion, Colonel Terence Lewis. Members of the public are invited to attend any of the nation's Veterans Day ceremonies at epitaphs in all parish capitals. The ceremonies in the parish capitals are organized by the custodians and parish councils. Veterans Day, though recognized internationally on November 11, is celebrated in Jamaica annually on the Sunday closest to this date. This as November 11 marked the end of the hostilities of the First World War. Vision 2030 hopes to create a Jamaica that will have world-class transportation, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitary systems that will improve the quality of life of all citizens. Vision 2030 Jamaica is the country's first long-term development goal that is working to transform the island into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. On the community notice board, the Heart Foundation of Jamaica is inviting your participation in their Run for Your Heart event at the National Stadium, East Field, on Sunday, November 24 at 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. For more information, call 926-4378 or 929-3195. And in Glimpses of Jamaica, Poppy. The month of November is officially known as Poppy Appeal Month, where individuals purchase an artificial red poppy in remembrance of those who died in World War II. The funds raised from the sale of these poppies are used to assist surviving veterans. Now to our quote from motivational speaker and executive leadership coach, Alvin Day.
Are you caring enough for your body? Do you try to be Wonder Woman or Superman? Examine your habits and be certain that lack of rest is not impeding your performance and achievement.
That quote from Alvin Day's book, If Caterpillars Can Fly, So Can I. Visit ifcaterpillarscanfly.com for more information. And that's where we end today's journey, Roundabout JA. I'm Ruth Ann Carr with the studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.